Blog Talk Radio.
Like it or not. Like it or not. Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I have to give a very special love shout to all of the winners at the Emmys Awards, last night's Emmys Awards. So all of you who won an Emmy, I didn't watch it. I don't know who did it. You know, I don't watch that. But, you know, I received a couple of emails, and they were asking me, hey, Mike, what do you think about that? What do you think about the Emmys? And I just kind of, I don't think too much about it. But I am happy for them. There's no bad feelings towards the stars. I just, you know, award shows, ever since, like, the 80s, and a good part of the 90s, it sort of reached a peak, and then it just took a dive. And today's award shows, I don't care what it is, it's just it's horrible. The last MTV Awards, horrible, unwatchable. It was absolutely, it just put me to sleep. I mean, that's what it did. I mean, so, hey, I don't watch that, but congratulations to them. Thank you all for joining me from this beautiful country of the United States of America and also all over the world. Thank you for joining me for yet another edition of Team Lion. Well, if you all call in, you all can speak to this great legendary group that I'm getting ready to introduce. Okay, I'm going to give you all the number in just a few, but let me talk to you all about this legendary real raw hip-hop group based in Los Angeles. You all know who I'm talking about. We've been talking about this for the past month. We've been talking about it for actually a month and a half. They have landed at the number one position, thanks to you all, your votes / requests, with their big hit, Rearview, that featured the vocals of the mighty master Blastmaster, KRS-One. And that went all the way to number one a few weeks back. So now I bring to you, the album is out, Background Music. We're going to talk about that. S.O. Trey, Sub-Zero, right here on Team Lion, it is my honor and it is my privilege as a hip-hop head myself. I'm a fan. I've been a fan. Ladies and gentlemen, the legendary Substance Abuse.
Yo, yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What's happening?
What's good? Is that S.O. Trey?
Nah, what's good? This is Subs right here.
What's good, Subs?
How you doing? Thanks for having us on here.
Oh, man. Look, let me tell you guys something. It is an honor, as a hip-hop head myself, to have the legendary Substance Abuse come to my show. I mean, this is absolutely unreal for me. It's a dream come true.
Oh, man, we appreciate you having us, man. And thank you. We want to thank you for playing our music from the bottom of our hearts, huh?
Oh, man, thank you. I was shocked when I first got a hold to you guys and you issued me that the music, and I was just absolutely stunned. I ran around everyone of my show, my staff, and just screaming. I'm like, "Hey, I'm legit, y'all! I'm legit."
Where's your radio station based out of?
Right here in Chi-Town, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, nice, nice. I got to make it out of there. We got to do a show out there one of these days.
Yeah. Now, that is what's up. That'll be absolute love. I would love to have you all come down to Chi-Town, and we'll definitely put something together.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I'm with it.
No doubt, guys. Hey, congratulations on your successful album, Background Music, that is out. I just got to say congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we worked really hard on it.
Yeah, I know it's a pretty big journey to how hard you all worked on it. Now, how long did this process of this new album, how long did that take place?
It took maybe a year and a half. We had to take a break in the middle of recording it, but we got it done a lot faster than our first album.
Yes.
Of course, it's a process. When I think this new effort, Background Music, I think is a little bit more polished. I mean, it's still raw hip hop. But I think it's matured a lot more, and we're really happy with the results.
Oh, yes, and I must say, I am very happy as well. I mean, this is a flat-out hip-hop classic. Through and through. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a hip-hop classic. Now, I want to ask you, with so many people going down that route of shiny suits, R&B singers, dancing, and all of that, you guys remained, even though your sound is polished, it's still raw. You never left the hip-hop roots, really keeping it real and raw. What made you all decide to not go that route and keep it raw and rugged?
Yeah, we just doing what we know. You know, we do what we think we do best, and you know, we're straight hip hop from day one, and that's the music we make. You know, and maybe for another project, if you know, the framework around it and the if it's like if they're working with different artists, I'm sure we could tailor something to fit that. But me and Esso, that's what we grew up, and we got an understanding of, you know, keeping it, you know, true school hip-hop. And so, like, at least for this project, that's something we're not going to change, you know. If we collaborated with somebody who's banging on the radio right now, I mean, I think our hip-hop, you know, I think we'd still be hip-hop. But of course, we need to do something that would blend in and sound more cohesive.
Yes, definitely. In your style is definitely. How did you both come to a certain style? Because that style is basically your own. You know, it's with so many people that are doing pretty much following the crowd. How did you develop a sound and a style that pretty much we can recognize substance abuse when we hear them?
Yeah, you know, I think it's pretty much, like, we both are fortunate enough to have, like, grown up when hip-hop really took off. And, you know,
yes.
MTV was playing rap videos, and you had Yo MTV Raps and Rap City. And I think it's that we both grew up in Los Angeles. We're both big fans of hip hop, East Coast and West Coast.
Yes.
And I think our style is just like taking the best parts of each coast, and of course it would naturally come out in our freestyles. or our content or whatever, whether it be like, you know, NWA or MC8, you know, or Alcoholics or whoever from the West Coast, to Nas or Rakim or, you know, BDP, you know, like, it's kind of like a mixture, you know. Sometimes people can't tell. I mean, a lot of people can't tell, like, where we're from, but I think, you know, what we grew up on comes out in our product, you know. If you look
right.
Deep into it.
Oh, great, great. That's what's up. That's what's up. We're talking to Sub-Z. This is Substance Abuse. You all know who I'm talking about. You all want to call in. I told you all I was going to give you all the number. So right now, let me give you all the number. Now, you can call in all around the world. All right? Call in all around the world. Show them your love or have a question, comment, whatever it is. Give us a call at area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. We're talking to Substance Abuse, Sub-Z. Man, you kind of alluded to it a while. I'm going to go right back into it. You alluded
all
to
right.
the fact that you all have grown up into the hip-hop, the real, raw, rugged hip-hop. And I wanted to let everybody know, you guys ain't new to this. It's for those who don't know, they're not new to this. You all have an album, actually, back in 1998. Can you tell us about that album?
That album came about pretty much... Oh, man, we were kids. We were real young back then. But it was just, you know, freestyling after school, at house parties, you know, wherever. And we probably got pretty good at it. And we linked up, my homeboy Esso linked up with a homeboy of his who made really dope beats, who's really into music, and DJ No, who produced, like, the majority, a lot of the album. And
right.
We just decided to form a group together. And at the time, they were going to UC Santa Barbara. And
wow.
I'd take the bus over there, train, get a ride. And we'd go up there and record and get it in. And, we've been blessed to be able to, like, work with a lot of good artists. Like, even from our first album, we had MF Doom was on it.
Yeah.
Cool Keith.
Yeah.
Cut Nasty Kurt, who still supports us, and DJs all our shows, you know, help put
Man,
that
shout
together.
Out to Cutmaster Kurt. Shout
oh,
out
yeah,
to
oh,
Cutmaster
yeah.
Kurt.
Mm-hmm. And, it's just lovely, man. We had a lot of our homeboys who got on, who were really good MCs, too, who were really talented. And
yes.
I think, and then, so it was just a raw album. Like, a lot of people say the first album is, like, where you get out all your energy and angst, emotion, is like, finally. And I think that really shows the rawness in that album. And
yes.
a way that both me and Esso really approach our writing is we want to write music that people need to listen to over and over, and they'll get different parts each time they listen to it. Like,
right.
like a Nas or like a De La Soul. Like, there's some
yeah.
songs you might listen to it 10 times and catch something. It's something you didn't hear the previous times. And
yes.
We really craft our writing to that, you know?
Exactly.
Case in,
you know what, Subs? Case in point for me was Paper Tigers. I listened to that, I could swear, 100 times now. And
all right.
And I catch something new. Somebody, one of y'all just blow something, hit me. I'm like, wow, I didn't hear that lyric. I didn't hear that break.
Mm-hmm.
That's raw. That's where you know hip hop at is an art form. That's when you it's
yeah.
not just make you all made it an art.
Thank you. And yeah, and big up Percy P, the Rhyme Inspector from Bronx. Legend
yes.
and Mike and Nine, in his own right is a legend from Los Angeles. Like, to get them two, to get Mike and Nine and Percy P on the cut was just huge for us. It's like some of the best lyricists from both coasts, you know, and we're just trying to fit in ourselves, you know.
Word up. But yeah. It's unbelievable to see how you all came in. It was a beautiful blend. It's just a beautiful thing. We're going to play that later on in the show, where you and Esco and Percy P and Mike and I mean, you all ripped it. I mean, really represented. I mean, that was just raw, unadulterated hip hop.
Thanks, man. That's all we're trying to do whenever we step in the lab, you know, like, we're our own worst critics, but then when you get in the studio, you know, none of us want to hear somebody say you got to rewrite that. So we always try to bring our A game,
right.
You know.
Right. I think we have Esco coming in with us.
Okay.
Yep.
Yo.
Yeah.
What's going down?
What's up, Esco? Esco Trey.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Word up. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. Just glad to be on the show. You know what I mean? Kind of sorry I came in here a little bit late into the conversation, but definitely honored to be on here.
Oh, man. It's an honor to have you. It's an honor to have Sub-Z. Yes, now we have it. Now we have it, everyone. Sub-Z and Esco. It's right here on Team Lion. We got them both right here, and I'm glad because I want both of you all to explain before we go right into Rear View. I want you all to explain how did all that come together?
Yep. Basically, you know what I mean? We have a cat named Rec Rap who handles a lot of business stuff for us. He's got our back, you know what I mean? He's the man in the shadows, you know what I'm saying? And he was talking, like, you know, about us doing a song with KRS, and we were just kind of like, yeah, that would be cool, and we didn't really think it was going to materialize, you know. At least we didn't put a lot of, you know, we just were like, cool, if that happens, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. But, you know, it's just one of those things where we kind of got put on the back burner, and then all of a sudden it was like, you know, Rec Rap hollered at us and was like, yo, KRS is in town, he's ready to do this. And it was like, whoa, you know what I mean? So we had to kind of, like, get act fast and just do it, you know, really just get on it. And, you know, we had been messing with this Isaac Hayes loop that we thought would really be dope, you know, for a track with KRS. It's funny, like, years before that, we were just kind of like, it would be dope to get him on this. And when it actually went down, we're like, all right, now it's time to actually put this idea to work, you know what I mean? So it came together really nicely, you know what I mean? Peace to the Blastmaster, you know, and it was an honor, man. That track was, it came out dope. It was exactly the way we envisioned it, and it was real tight, man.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
The one and only. Now, I'm going to have you all chill for a minute because we're going to knock them off with a little Rear View, if y'all don't mind.
Y'all know.
No doubt, man. That was great. Check this out, man. See us on the other side. I'm going to give you all the numbers as soon as we play this hit. It went to number one, all the way to number one in the most requested countdown right here on Team Lion. Y'all going to hear it again. This is Rear View, Substance Abuse, Sub-Z, Esco Trey. You know how we do. Featuring Blastmaster KRS-One. Right here, Team Lion, Like It or Not with Michael Lane on Blog Talk Radio.
Big up Substance Abuse. Metaphor with that one. I watch this.
It's true, there's nothing new under the sun before Johnny Cash. Men were singing about guns, was all about flash. So just wanna have fun, was trying to get to pass, or was taking you to class. But y'all got ADD, if I'm gonna listen, y'all better make me think why you say these things. And you don't have to rap about saving trees. It's understood that we're all about making cheese. But your number one goal should be how to blaze these beats. We running the track like our brains and cleats, but that's a fine feat that fly in the streets. And I know where to land, this is hip hop. But if you say jump, I don't say when. Respect the past, live in the now, and leave something for the hereafter. Perfect this craft like the Blastmaster. And if you ain't caring, staring right past it. But it's not just because
so
I'm arrogant.
We pick up Esco Trey, we pick up Rec Rap, we pick up KRS. And yo, sub, where you at? In the future,
I can see that we never going back. Like a train, I'm on this track, or whatever, never back. Hey, yo, big up SOJ, hey, and big up Rex Rap. We big up KRS, hey, yo, sub, where you at? In the future, I can see that we never going back. Like a train, I'm on this track, or whatever, never back. And seeing is my craft, sir. I perceive things faster. I come from my future, not my past, sir. I'm smooth like lacquer. We were taught that the past comes first and the future comes after. But the years doesn't matter. I appear as a rapper with Rec Rap, S.O. Trey in the hereafter. Where time doesn't pass ya. And you can ask the master what comes after. And he replied, laughter. The future we after is past disaster. Past flashes, flashes, and gun blasts. We don't need apocalyptic passes. Puff and fear faster. Hear the blast master and laugh after. The future is more colorful than past rappers. Think about that. City life, less tractors. More real people, less actors. No more backstabbers. The government's a non-factor.
So we pick up S.O.J. and we pick up Red Rap. We pick up KRS and your sub, where you at?
In the future, I can see that we never going back. Like a train, I'm on this track. Or whatever, never back.
Hey, yo, pick up S.O.J.
and pick up Red Rap.
We pick up KRS
and your sub, where you at?
In the future, I can see that we never going back. Like a train, I'm on this track. Or whatever, never back.
Ask me what's more dismal, the future or the past? Because in the past, rappers had more respect, love, and cash. Plus a lot of flash. Yes, list was close to crash. Former business played on TV, LPs were selling fast. Who could tell that wouldn't last? Remember getting advances, then we advance into a future that seems to have less chances. The past is seamless, scandalous. No labels was the shady. Now I just wish there was still some labels left to paint. But stressing this is crazy, because we're never going back. Gotta focus on the merch, the tours, the shows were rap. But still appreciated, because these people are this and jaded. Want a future where you don't have to rap like shit to make. Because facts have been misstated when it comes to who's the dopest. Got love for yesteryear, but the future is where we're focused. The future where the hope is. You ought to find some bread, trying to keep some hope alive for the times we got ahead.
So we pick up S.O.J. and we pick up Red Rap. We pick up KRS and your sub, where you at? In the future, I can see that we never going back. Like a train, I'm on this track, or whatever, never back. Hey, yo, pick up S.O.J. and pick up Red Rap. We pick up KRS and your sub, where you at? In the future, I can see that we never going back. Like a train, I'm on this track, or whatever, now back.
Yo, crazy shout out to my man Don Salon. Don Ways 1, you know what I'm saying? The original 6 Sense crew, DJ Lion, Cupmaster Kirk. Of course, the Blastmaster KRS-One. We ain't never looking back, you know what I'm saying? It's time to move forward.
Lion, Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio from the album Background Music. But ain't never looking back. Hey, yo, sub, where you at?
Right here.
Yes, sir. That was Sub Z, SO Trey, KRS-One. That was Rear View. I'm right here.
Hey,
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interject. My partner's name is Sub without the Z, so it's SUBZ, but no additional Z at the end.
Okay, no doubt. No additional.
I didn't even hear that.
Word up. That's what's up, guys. Hey. Before I want to dig in more on the album. But I want to ask you all real quick, how was it? How did you all get into the slot of the Sway and Tex Wake Up Show, and how did that go?
That was an interesting story, actually. That was a while back, man. Basically, what happened was I was working at a record label. We ended up actually being signed to the label. It was this label that was called Ground Control. It was under the blanket of New Groove Alliance, which at the time, was one of the biggest underground hip hop labels, you know what I mean, on the West Coast.
Right.
And Tech used to actually be up in there a lot because he has ties to the Bay. I don't know if they had moved to LA or whatever was going on at that time, but you know they are from the Bay and the label was up there. So he would come through and I would be like, yo, you know, what's up with getting us on the show? And I gave him a copy of our first 12-inch, which is called What the F You Rhyming For. And when I saw him again, I was like, yo, you get a chance to peep the record? And he's like, yeah, come through. So, you know, we went up on there and you know, we kind of man, we didn't really know what we were getting into. You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was a free-for-all of just battling. You know, it was a good experience, though. You know what I mean? It was just like,
yeah. You
know, we just kind of, we came up in there kind of just expecting it to be like, you know, what we're doing now, which is just, you know, talking about our music and stuff. But we ended up getting into it with some people on the air, which was all, it was all positive. You know what I mean? No blows were thrown, but it was just like, you know, some not what we were prepared for, I will say. You know what I mean? But we
right.
held our own regardless.
Right, hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. Right, you know, keeping it peaceful, but standing your ground.
Exactly. That's the way of putting it.
That's it. That's how we get down right here, Team Lion, man. Substance abuse. We got right here background music. I'm going to get deeper into background music now. You guys, you have beautiful. You always got, you know, beautiful flows, but you like to bring people up in there as well. You know, legends. With legends, you have people not only like Micah 9 and Percy P, but MC8 and Sadat X. I mean, how did all that? I know it's a, you know, you have a mixture of West Coast, East Coast, but you know, how did that? How was it like working with Sadat X and MC8?
I mean, so what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was all good. It's funny too, because back when MySpace was popping, it wasn't even about like Facebook or whatever. We were like, we had an idea, we had a concept for the song with MC8, and it worked out perfectly just how we pictured it. But we're like, we just want 8 to do the hook, you know, like no verses. We just wanted to spit the hook because we liked his voice, you know, and we thought it would fit perfect for the content. So we actually hit him up. We hit him up on MySpace, and he replied, and he was down, and he wound up coming through to the homie's home studio. You know, he was cool. He was chilling. Of course, he had tons of questions to ask him on the whole Compton's Most Wanted MC8, and he was happy to answer and like tossed back a couple of beers and smoke a little bit. And he was chill, man. He was real cool.
Oh, wow. Y'all know what? I'm a rapper myself, so, you know, one of my biggest idols is MC8, you know? And so that shit blows my mind, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
that was
cool.
That was a very surreal experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just the same thing with the Dot X was like, you know, we had we were talking, I think this came about through MySpace too, was like or it might have been one of those sorts of networking sites. We ended up being in contact with somebody that knew him and was like, he's gonna be on the West Coast, he's looking for cats to kind of collab with that he's feeling or whatever, and we had a solid idea for a song. So he came by my crib, man. So Dot X was like waiting outside in the alley, you know, with the homeboy.
Whoa.
And he's like ready to do this song, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, and I got my brand new being in God We Trust poster in my living room, so it's like, you know, that's just the kind of experiences that we've had. I mean, these cats were our heroes growing up, you know what I mean? You know,
that's
what we looked up to. So if you told us like a few years down the road, you know, you're gonna be doing stuff with these cats, man, it's like, it's just, there's nothing that, you know, no one can ever take away those experiences from us. And I think too, is like, we, you know, what we've always done with the people we've done songs with is we never were like, all right, we're, you know, we got Tash on a song, so we can just throw some flat beat on it and just do, you know, cause there's a lot of songs like that. You know what I mean? Where they got somebody
right.
Kind of got a name and, you know, it's
right.
Dope, you know, but they don't take the time to make a classic track. We tried to do on this album is every song had to be a classic song, you know what I mean? And that's what we did with you know, when we wanted to do, we're not going to get our heroes on some flat beat, you know what I mean? It's just some boring stuff that people are going to forget about. We're going to actually make it a classic track, and that's what we did, you know, that's what we tried to do, you know what I mean?
That's right, and you all are legendary. I'm running out of time, but I have to say you all are legendary. We must do this again.
Yes, thank you
for sure,
so much for the support, you know what I mean? And And anybody wants to peep, you know, our website, our music, just go to substanceabusehiphop.com. And you know what I mean? Thank you again so much for having us on the show.
Yeah, and we're working on putting it together, a tour in the spring. So, yeah, hit us up, man. We'd be more than happy to come hit up the Chi-Town, you know what I mean?
No doubt. That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, much love to you guys, man. Thank you, SO Sub. Man, it's an honor and a privilege, man. I can't thank you all enough.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
No doubt, man. SO Trey, Sub.
Word up.
It don't get any better than that, man. Substance Abuse, don't forget. Y'all heard what he said. SubstanceAbuseHipHop.com, all right? Follow them also on Twitter. SubZ and SO Trey on Twitter, okay? Man, I'm going to leave you all with another cut. Y'all check out that video. Please, check out the video. Soon y'all going to the website. Hey, check out the video, man. Paper Tigers. It features Micah 9, Percy P, and also I think it has an appearance by Razzcast as well, saying what's up and all that. Members of the Alcoholics. Man, y'all don't want to miss that. Check that video out. Support Substance Abuse. Support these legends. I love each and every one of you all. And until next time, this is your boy Michael Lane saying peace, love, keep out.
It's Micah 9. With SO, it's Substance Abuse. Let us go. Stop and show.
some kind of posterity, not the pop star to fade.
Nothing, you ain't